everyone. Welcome back. We are on the 9th episode of our series, Parenting One Step at a Time. I hope you're enjoying this series so far and you have listened to all the previous episodes. In last episode, we talked about how to boost our toddler's confidence and how to help them in handling separation anxiety. In today's episode, we will be talking about how to keep your toddler busy. I know, this is a big question for all the parents having toddlers. But before we dig into all those ways in which you can keep your toddler busy, and in order to keep your toddler busy, obviously, you have to think of a lot of other ideas, and in those ideas, you should be ready to get your house messy. Now, another challenging area for the parents of young kids is how to keep your house clean. So that also we will be talking about in this episode. But before we dig deep into that, let me introduce myself to all the first-time listeners. I'm Alpana Dev. I'm your host. I'm a blogger at mothersgurukul.com, a freelance content creator, and a mother of two lovely kids who are my greatest source of inspiration for all my parenting posts, articles, and now podcast. Welcome to Mother's Gurukul Podcast. Toddlers are naturally busy people, and they know how to keep you busy with them, isn't it? This age is very tricky, but at the same time, it is a wonderful phase. My daughter is 11 years old now, and my son is a preschooler. But I still remember my daughter's toddler stage. That's why I say that this is a very cute stage. Yes, there were a few tantrum days or few odd days, but I'll not call them terrible days. Kids at that age are full of energy, and that is the tough part for us to meet their level. Those little but curious minds are always up to something or other. So they need variety during their playtime. My daughter started her preschool when she was close to 2.5 years. Initially, it was 2 days for 4 hours. Later, we increased it to 3 days and then 4 days. Same is with my son too. But for rest of the week, we used to do a lot of fun stuff. Surprised? Fun things with a toddler? So in this post, I will be sharing with you what I used to do with my little girl and now I'm doing with my son. First of all, think out of the box. Toddlers have a very short attention span and toddlers get tired easily. We used to play lots of on-the-spot games. So use your imagination and creativity in coming up with something new and different all the time. For example, mix vegetables and fruits. Now, make 2 different piles. Start sorting out. It sounds a very basic game, but kids love it. Start calling out names of vegetables and fruits and their colors. Later stages, you can introduce numbers too. See, in this activity, you have just converted a simple sounding game into teachable moments. You are teaching your child the name of the vegetables, name of the fruits, texture, and also categorization. Take a stroll with your little munchkin. Mother Nature has so much to give. Don't underestimate the natural beauty. Kids love to take walks. Keep them short. If you can make a trip to your nearby park, if the weather permits, then great. Otherwise, just put on your walking shoes and step out. Explore nature's beauty through your little one's curious eyes. You will be amazed to see the happiness and the extent of their exploring capacity. Your kiddo might think of collecting rocks, pebbles, and leaves. So don't stop them. I would say you too get involved in that activity. You might get a bouquet of leaves too, so be prepared for that. I remember we used to collect acorns for all the family members, and it includes those who are in India as well. The best part of such walks will be the happy and satisfied soul will be tired and will easily go for a good afternoon nap without much struggle. That means me time for you. Let them get dirty. Kids love to get messy and kids love to do messy stuff, and we want just the opposite. But let them explore. Tell me something. How did we find a difference between clean and messy? Toddlers love hands-on activities. They like to do foam art, finger painting, palm art. Make sure that you don't do one same activity too often. It loses its charm. If you use it occasionally, like on rainy days, then they will be excited and occupied for a longer time. Just make sure that whatever material you use, that should be non-toxic, and you should be watching them all the time. When we are talking about taking stroll with them or allowing them to get messy, independent play is equally important as group play. Reserve few activities where your child can handle things on his or her own. It may be short, but it's okay. Foam art mentioned in the above point works great for independent play. Legos can be another option. Frankly speaking, toddlers aren't truly ready for independent play, so better to have a bag of tricks for them when boredom strikes. And what could be a better activity other than reading when boredom strikes? You can introduce books to your child as early as you can. Some toddlers won't sit still long enough for you to get through a whole book, but some love listening to a story. Read to your child for as long as he or she will listen. Use the reading time as a transition from playing to nap time. Apart from all these, there are a few other stuff that you can do. One of them is washing food. I guess almost all the kids love water. Make them the in charge of washing vegetables, say a tomato. But during this washing process, be ready to sacrifice the tomato. Food coloring games. I got this idea from my kids' school. Mix the food color with some shaving cream inside a sandwich box. And then let your child draw alphabets with figures. This can be a part of independent play. Being a parent to a toddler keeps you on your toes throughout your entire day. Toddlers possess active energy during a developmental stage of constant curiosity. Above all, have patience when you're handling them. Try to select activities that provide entertainment for the child as well as learning experience. It is okay if your house gets messy during their play. We have ways to keep it clean. You must be having many such friends whose houses always looks organized. And you must be wondering, how does she manage to keep her house so clean? Is she on her toes all the time? Or, her kiddos must be really well behaved. But what is the secret behind that cleanliness? What extra must that parent be doing to keep their house neat? Obviously, for the host, it's a wonderful compliment. I would say they are not doing anything unique that is making such a big difference. In fact, they practice very basic things. So let me share my tips and tricks on keeping your house clean and organized with a busy toddler at home. First thing first. Develop a habit in your kids of putting things away at their places once done with playing. Yes, this is the first step in cleaning. It will take time to develop this habit, but it helps a lot in long run. So, how to do this? Start early. Usually, parents do the cleanup after the child is done with playing. Why? A. Because they think the child is very young to understand the concept. And B, they will take more time. Now just think, if you keep on doing the cleaning on their behalf, how will they learn? Let them clean up. It's okay if it takes time. Have patience. They are learning something new here. And if you are desperate to finish it quickly, then you also help them, but let them do the maximum part. Be creative in encouraging kids in after play cleanup. Sometimes kids show moodiness or laziness in cleaning up. That's the time to use your imagination and creative skills. Trust me, seeing you doing this chore with interest, your little one will come to join you. See cleanup as an activity and a teachable moment. When your child is not in a mood to play but you have everything set up. So, don't clean it up on your own. Think of an activity that you can do. Sentences like, "Can you find a yellow ball?" Or, "Let's put it in the bin." "I can find that last fish puzzle. Do you know where it is?" "There is one last toy on the mat that I can see. Let's put it quickly inside the bin. We will start something new after that." These could be some sentences to put those little feet into action. Utilize that song from preschool, clean up, everybody, everywhere. We sing this song every time it's a cleanup time. It is really helpful for my toddler that what is expected from him, and it makes it fun for him. Along with these pointers, there are few general things that parents have to take care of. Yes, now it's our turn. Don't accumulate things. No matters how much we say no, but the truth is, when we see a nice, elegant piece of furniture, our desire is to buy it. We find any excuse to buy it, and sometimes we make the purchase. Now, this is the weak moment where you have to make a decision. So don't be an accumulator. Firstly, think, do you really need it, or you are buying it because you liked it? There is a difference between need and liking. Secondly, if you won't buy that, will it make any difference to your functionality? And last, if you think it is a really good buy, then can it be postponed? Now, if your answer is no for the first two questions, and yes for the last question, then this purchase can wait. Congratulations, you passed the weak moment successfully. Buy kids toys depending upon their interest and age. Just because the other kid of the same age is having a toy, that doesn't mean your child should have it. Right from an early age, kids are more inclined towards a particular toy. Some kids are more into puzzles, others are into books. Some might like to paint, others like blocks. Here I am not talking about girl or boy toys. I do not believe in the notion of picking toys as per the gender. To me, toys or activity selection should be age and interest appropriate and not a gender specific. Do an inventory check before buying anything new. This applies to any kind of purchase. Before you buy a new toy, first check the existing one. Sometimes we get toys as gifts and they sit on the top shelf in your closet or make their place in a future or later stages toys box. And with time, we forget about the box and the toys. Doing an inventory check from time to time gives us a good idea of what we have, and there will be no repetition. It is very easy to get carried away with the stuff in stores or the cute toys, but we should know our limits. It is not very tough to manage your house or to keep it organized or keep it clean. Nobody is expecting you to have a very, very neat and tidy house, because they all know that you have young kids in your house. And just because we want to keep our house clean, we cannot restrict our kids from free playing. So it is very obvious that the house will get a little bit messy, but cleaning it up later and keeping it organized and functional is in our hands. Just with following these basic things, I'm sure you are going to achieve a goal of keeping your house clean even when you have a busy toddler at home. I would love to know your ideas and how you are keeping your house clean, or if you have any good suggestions, please let me know in your comments, or you can reach me out through email. So in the next episode, we will talk about how to help your kid in the process of adjusting at preschool and what are the steps or what are the things that you can do in order to make him comfortable at the preschool. Till then, stay happy, stay blessed. Bye-bye.